Good morning. It's 11:06 here on your Friday, News Radio 1580 WCCF. A beautiful day in Southwest Florida, and it's time for the Dr. Triana Show, brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. This is a live medical talk show, and we certainly encourage you to call us at 206-1580, toll free at 888-441-1580. And now your hostess of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning on this beautiful day. I am really surprised. It doesn't feel like winter.
I'm really bummed over it, too. It's kind of like I feel like we're getting cheated in a way.
Oh, my gosh.
It's summer still.
I know. And, you know, I love summer because everything's so green and it rains.
But enough with the heat already.
I know.
And the humidity.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to see the just a little nip in the air. And it's just nice when the humidity goes down.
Wow.
But, you know, I always tell people the humidity is good for your skin.
Yeah.
And that's really great. I think unless you sit on the sun is not good for your skin, but the humidity is good for your skin. And I think it helps keep it nice and moist so you don't have wrinkles, which is part of it. Anyways, we have a great show today. We have so much to go over. And last week we had such wonderful, wonderful phone calls. I thought they were very interesting. And I just want to remind everyone that let's say you miss a show and you heard somebody say, wow, that was a good topic that Dr. Triana spoke about, that all our shows are archived on our website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And Zane, tell everybody, let's say you're not here, how you can listen to the radio show.
Well, let's say you took a trip out of the area. You can be anywhere in the world. And if you download the iHeartRadio app on your phone or your laptop computer, you can go to iHeartRadio.com. And all you want to do is type in WCCF. It's our call letters, WCCF. And you can download the app and select that station. It will even save it as a favorite for you when you log in. And every time you want to listen to WCCF, and especially on Fridays for the Dr. Triana Show, it'll be right there for you. So
you don't
can
have
listen.
To put the zip code in?
You don't have to always. Oh. They ask you if you want to.
Oh, okay.
But you don't have to.
And so. Also, if you're, let's say you're somewhere and you have a computer, you can web stream it, right?
That's correct.
Tell them how to do that.
Well, you can, if you have a computer, you can stream it over iHeart. Well, iHeartRadio.com has the web stream on there. While the show's going on, there's a little bit of a delay. There's like maybe a 30-second delay between real time and, you know, the playback. But it really works well. And as Dr. Triana was telling you, if you miss the show, which we hope you don't, you can go to Dr. Triana's website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com, and there's a list of every show that we've ever done.
And if you're too shy to call in with your question, you can also email me at AskDrTriana@TrianaPreventionCenter.com, because I know some people are shy. More and more patients are realizing that I am a family doctor. You know, I talk about different topics here on the show. I'm a family doctor that actually I grew up here in Charlotte County. I am taking new patients for primary care. I have a lot of patients who are of geriatric age, which I don't know what age that is exactly.
I'm
58. I don't think I'm geriatric, and I know patients in their 90s.
Where's the line of demarcation here?
I don't know. Because like, I mean, I see 80-year-olds who're playing tennis every day and in their 70s. So what is geriatrics? You know, I mean, let's face it. I don't think I'm geriatrics. You know, when I would turn 50, I started getting AARP, and I got kind of offended because I said, I'm only 50. I didn't really feel at that time that I should be getting AARP mailings. And now that I'm 58, which I am very proud in telling everyone, I still, you know, they have a good magazine. I've looked at it. They have some interesting topics. Yeah. So I do primary care. I take primary care patients, many geriatrics, I guess older patients, Medicare. We take Medicare, different Medicare replacement products too, which that's a whole insurance verbiage. And so if you're looking for a family doctor who practices what I call personalized medicine, where you only see a me, the doctor. You know, I have nurses and assistants, but I'm talking about you develop a relationship, which is what I like. I had a drug rep yesterday. She came in, you know, they come in, they promote their products. And I said, oh, she says, oh, Dr. Triana, you know all your patients so well, and they just love you. And I said, well, I love them. You know, they're my life. I love my patients. And a lot of my patients, some of them I've known since I was a little kid. Some of them I've known from school. So some of my patients, you know, I've known for many years. And that's the whole beauty about family medicine. When someone, you know them through the years, whether you take care of the mother and then you take care of the kids when they're older, and and you're there for them when the good and the bad happens. And it's just, you know, it's like that movie, The Circle of Life. You're with them in all these times. And I had a patient who, unfortunately, like I did, lost my husband. And she came in and she was crying. And I said, look, you come in anytime you want to chew my ear off. Come and talk to me. We're here to help you. If, you know, if I'm seeing a patient, you can talk to my nurse. And she just felt good knowing that we were there for her. You know, sometimes just knowing that you have a support group, that you have somebody who really cares, it makes all the difference in the world in taking care of patients. You know, a lot of illnesses and diseases, we don't cure, but we help the patient to get through it, to live a better life, to live a happier life. You know, like we've said before, for more good years. So I think that's what I love about family medicine, is that I can be part of their life, the patient's life. And the patients hear about me too. When I went through my husband's illness and then his passing, the patients were calling and wanted to know how I was doing, and they would speak to my nurses. And, you know, they were really supportive. It was wonderful to know that someone really cared for me out there. Besides my family, it was just really wonderful. So I want to let you know that besides primary care, we've discussed about the hormone balancing. If you have an issue with your hormones, and, you know, we have all kinds of topics that we talk about the importance of hormones for your health. One of the root causes of getting old is deficiency of our hormones. And, you know, I had a patient the other day and he goes, so what hormone can you help me with? All of them? I said, oh, no. You have to understand, a hormone is a messenger. Organs, even your intestines, produce hormones that speak to your pancreas, that tells your pancreases. Those are called incretin hormones. So all the different hormones in your body communicate with another part of your body. It's a messenger. So the major hormones that I help patients balance can be hormones that are affected with diabetes, but also hormones such as estrogen, testosterone. We also look at your thyroid hormones. We can look at your adrenal gland hormones. So all these hormones are important for your health. You know, it's kind of like a tune-up. If your body isn't working and communicating with your other parts of your body won't work well. We want to be as efficient as possible. We want to stay as healthy as possible. And we want to, like, you know, I talked about, I went to Nashville for the Bale Donine conference. One of our goals is to eradicate vascular disease, which is heart attack and stroke, to take it off the number one cause of why people die in this country by 2020. So that's a really wonderful goal. And part of that goal involves prevention. But we have other things to talk about. We're going to talk about prevention too. But I know a lot of patients like to listen to what body part am I? And I have a what body part am I? Now this one's going to be really easy. But it's going to be a segue to talk about your health, because this body part is a mirror of your health. What body part am I? So everybody listen, because we got lots to talk about today. I am made of protein called keratin. I grow out from a matrix. In horses, I am your hooves. Which, by the way, you know, everyone, I love horses. They're so beautiful. I love horses. And they smell so good. I am a picture of your health. No, I'm not your hooves. I am your... All right, everybody. Give us a call at 206-1580 if you know what body part am I. Or if you have a question to ask us. 206-1580. I hope somebody out there is going to call us with this answer. So, I know this is pretty controversial, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. Bacon.
I love bacon. You just said the magic word.
Okay. I know this is a controversial topic, and I may be getting some calls, but I want to talk about bacon.
You could put bacon on the bumper of a car and make it taste good.
I know.
That is the greatest thing ever, ever.
But the World Health Organization, and I have to bring it up, brought up that processed meats such as bacon, hot dogs, and sausages are carcinogenic. And as well, red meat. And guess what? I like red meat.
Love red meat.
I love a great, great, great ribeye. Ooh, blackened. Now, I can't eat too much of it. I used to be able to eat more, but, you know, now that I've been losing weight. But even just a little piece, it tastes so good. So, yep, this
Especially on the grill.
I know. So this is a really controversial topic. These findings were published in October in The Lancet Oncology. So the International Agency for Research on Cancer, which is part of the World Health Organization, they reviewed more than 800 articles. I wonder how many pieces of bacon they ate.
I wish I had that job.
I know. Well, they didn't. They just reviewed articles.
Okay.
So they looked at possible links between the consumption of processed or red meat and cancer. So they found that they classified these, listen to this, as a carcinogen, which means causing cancer, along with tobacco, asbestos, and diesel fumes. It said red meat fared slightly better under the scrutiny and was classified as a possible carcinogen. Okay, now, because they said that there might be these chemicals called glycosphosphates. Now, I want to know how much bacon did people really consume for it to be a carcinogen? We all know that they said the most powerful links were seen with colorectal cancer and that there was an association with pancreatic and prostate cancer. So they said that there is sufficient evidence that for human beings, now they don't talk about how much you have to eat before you have to worry. And you know, we've talked about portion control. You know, if you look at what portion are you eating and how much of you eating? Like if you're eating it every day. So they don't talk about that. You know, I love when they talk about these articles, and you have to look at the source of an article. Just like you have to look at what is it that you're eating? How much are you eating? How often are you eating it? Now, I will tell you, I'm not going to get rid of bacon in my diet, but you have to look at how much are you eating. You know, if you're eating a pound a day, of course that's not going to be good for you.
We don't know if that study's flawed or not. Either.
So, and I know it was in the news, so I'm bringing it up, but like every study, look at your source of information. What was the source? How was the study arrived? Was it double-blind random control study? Was it a what's called a meta-analysis where they just review articles? Now, I think it's important, again, to look at, I know that if you eat too much of anything, it's not going to be good for you. We all know that. So we have to look at what is the source. And we're trying to get rid of these myths. Just like the myth that testosterone produces prostate cancer. That's a big myth. And if you read Dr. Morgan Taller's book, Testosterone for Life, he debunks that myth. So going back to your diet, what are you eating? And also, everyone is an individual. You know, I had a patient the other day and she says, you know, I had all these tests done to see if I have gluten allergy, which is a protein in wheat and barley. And she says, I was negative, but I found out that if I eliminated any gluten from my diet, I felt better. So I said, fine, eliminate it from your diet. You can get your, you can eat, you know, potato flour that is gluten-free, you know, stay away from gluten. Just like some people are allergic to nuts. Just because you're allergic to nuts doesn't mean I'm allergic to nuts. So if you are allergic to nuts, of course, stay away from them. If a strawberry makes you sick, don't eat it. Or if you find that certain foods upset your stomach. Any food heavy, sometimes ice cream. I don't really eat ice cream because I know that I have a degree of lactose intolerance. Well, what does that mean? That means that you don't have an enzyme in your intestine to help break down lactose, which is a sugar, in milk products. So maybe you have a threshold of how much you can eat. You might be able to eat a little bit of ice cream, but you can't eat a whole gallon. You might be able to eat a little bit of cheese, but you can't eat the whole big piece of cheese. So everyone, that's the whole beauty about medicine. And the way I practice medicine is that I look at each individual. Each one of us has a different life history, a different family history, a different dietary history. And each one of us also, we deal with issues differently. Like, for example, we know that stress is just a higher risk as being a diabetic. If you have a major risk, a major stressor in your family, we know that that is going to be equal to in heart disease type of risk as being a diabetic. So how we deal with stress is very important. So we're going to take a little break. Remember, we still have What Body Part Am I?
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 11:26 here at the Dr. Triana Show, and the phone line's wide open at 206-1580, toll-free at 888-441-1580. And now it's your host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Zane brought up, what did you call it?
What was I talking about? Oh, the chocolate-covered bacon?
Do you know they even have bacon ice cream?
They do, and there's bacon milkshakes. There's a restaurant
somewhere.
Yes, there is a restaurant somewhere that every item on their menu has bacon associated with it in some way. They have a bacon hamburger where it's equal parts ground beef and ground bacon.
Oh my gosh.
In the burger, you know, and then they put more bacon on top.
Well, you know, and some people are bacon connoisseurs. Like, is it Applewood smoked? Is it cherry smoked?
Yeah.
I went to a restaurant in Orlando and their fire to grill their steaks now was orange wood.
Orange wood?
Yes. What a flavor. It was so delicious. It was just, I mean, it was so different. Orange wood flavor. It was really, really good. And again, you know, I'm not promoting bacon. Everything in moderation. You know, I think people sometimes, you have to do what's right for you. We know that too much bacon is not good for your health.
What about too much salad? Is there such a thing?
Well, you're not getting enough protein. You need to have protein also for your body. You know, the salad, you need to put protein in it. You have to get protein. You know, nuts have protein and carbohydrates in them. Legumes have some protein. Meat has protein. Eggs has protein. The egg white has about 8 grams of protein. So you can't just eat salad because you also need protein. Your body needs a balance. And that's the whole theme here also with dieting, is a balance. Now, for example, someone who has impaired glucose tolerance, or as I call it, knocking on the door to become a diabetic, you know, these people have to really cut back on their carbohydrates. They have to be very cognizant. They have to look at, what am I eating? We know that refined processed sugar, so what does it do? You eat it, it turns into sugar. Your insulin goes up. Your body may not process it well. The sugar stays high. What does that do? That starts putting you in the direction of diabetes. Your insulin isn't working well. It's not getting the sugar into the cells. You know, we've said this before. So you have to watch your carbohydrates. You're going to have to increase your protein. I saw on one of the TV programs, there was a person who was talking about healthy choices. And we know, again, what is a healthy choice? We also know that it isn't just the healthy choice, but it's moderation and knowing what your body can process. Like the person who told me, who has gluten, she felt that gluten upset her stomach, so she stayed away from it. The person who feels that any milk products, they're lactose intolerance, doesn't mean that milk is horrible. It means that you, that person, can't eat it. So, you know, we keep looking at health as a huge cookie cutter. And it's not. That's not the way we need to practice medicine. It's personalized medicine. It's what is, for example, when I personalize medicine, when someone comes in and is concerned and they're worried that their mother, their father, their sister, their brother, their grandparents had a heart attack, right? Or died of a stroke. So I say, okay, we need to look at you. We need to look at your lifestyle. We need to examine you. We need to do a good history and physical. There's certain signs of, for example, of elevated cholesterol. They're called xanthomas. They're deposits of cholesterol that you can see in the skin. And some people who have a condition called familial hypercholesterolemia, their cholesterol is so high that it deposits in their skin, on their tendons, you can see, and in their fingers. They're called xanthomas. If I see a ring in their eye, that's called an arcus, that can be also a sign of having problems with cholesterol. So if I'm trying to prevent heart attack and stroke. I have to look at the whole patient, their history, and then I order advanced lipid testing, which we've discussed before, the Cleveland Heart Lab. We also can do certain genetic testing to see what is your risk. We look for inflammation in your arteries. So I'm going to repeat the what body part am I? Because this is such an easy answer. And I really, if someone doesn't tell me what it is, I'm going to just tell you what it is. Okay, what body part am I? I am made of protein called keratin. I grow out from a matrix. In horses, I am your hooves. When many girls go to certain salons to get me looking pretty. Now that gives it away right there. I am your, and I also am very important because I am a picture of your health.
So is it safe to say if you look at this body part and this body part looks healthy, that you're healthy?
It can be a picture. It doesn't give you the whole picture.
Okay. We have a call coming in.
Hello, caller.
Hi, can I take a guess?
Yes.
Yeah, I missed it when you said it at first because I was in the other room and I came in, it was kind of late. Is it your nails?
Yay! Is this Dorothy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Dr. Triana. Hi, Zane.
How are you doing? Well, yes, it's okay. Your nails. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care now.
You too, honey.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. You know, yes, the nails are very important. And that's very important because I want to talk about why are your nails important. As I've been practicing for a long time, one of the things I do when patients come in to see me on their first visit is I have them take off their shoes and socks. And I think that's really important. We know, and you hear explained a lot, that people will say, you have to look at the foot when someone's a diabetic. Patients who have diabetes can get certain conditions where they can get neuropathies. And neuropathies is when the blood sugar stays high, their nerves die. And then the patient can either have tingling and pain or they don't have sensation in their feet. One time I had a patient who was a diabetic and she went to get her mail and she did not realize how hot it was during the summer and she walked barefooted on the asphalt. And she didn't feel the heat and she burned the bottom of her feet. Wow. And it was very sad because that caused infection and she had these burns and she never felt it. She went out to get her mail and walked on the asphalt and burned the bottom of her feet. I've had patients where, and we try to tell them, you know, your foot care is very important, just as the nails of your hands and feet are important. Diabetics who come in and they didn't realize that they might have stubbed their toe or they have an ulcer on their toe or their foot because their shoe rubs against the foot and they don't feel it. And then they get these ulcers, which then don't heal and they can get black. And when they get black, that's called necrosis. Necrosis means tissue dies. You know, why I emphasize vascular health so much is because the blood that goes to your tissues has oxygen. And if your tissues don't get oxygen, they die. So when you see someone have a, what we call a blue toe, or a black spot on their toe, that's because that part of their body didn't get enough oxygen. So then an ulcer forms, you get necrosis, and sometimes the toes actually fall off, or they have to get their toes amputated. So this is very important. You know, when we look at someone's body and we examine them, we're looking for signs and symptoms of health. And when someone has poor circulation or they have their teeth in bad shape. Well, I always say bad teeth, bad heart. It's very important to look at someone's toes and also their fingers and look at their nails. The other important thing is a lot of times, and I tell if you have a loved one in your family that maybe they live alone and they can't really take good care of themselves, do me a favor, have them take off their socks, look at their toes and see. You know, sometimes over the years, I have seen patients who come in and they were living alone, and for maybe a year or so, no one ever looked at their toes, and they never cut their toenails or they never wash their feet. And, you know, if you don't take good care of your feet, you can get certain people get cracks and dry skin, and those cracks in the bottom of your feet, even young people, I've seen a lot of young people, they'll come in and they go barefoot a lot and they don't exfoliate or they don't put lubrication on their feet. You know, they get these deep cracks in their heels. Well, those cracks are what I call a portal of entry for infection. So one of my sexual one of the tips that we've talked about for your health is looking, because, you know, we've had the sexual health tip of the week, is looking at your feet, looking at your hands. Some patients have a condition called dyshidrotic eczema, and it's like a rash that never goes away on their hands, and it can be an allergic reaction. And when those cracks in the skin happen, guess what? Bacteria can go in through those cracks and go into your body and cause you to have an infection. The skin is a very important barrier, but that skin is constantly changing. Cells die, they slough off, you develop oil on your skin, you can get dryness. So when you have someone that lives alone and you love them or you're taking care of them, do me a favor and tell that person, take off your socks. Let's look at your feet. And you know, that's we have wonderful podiatrists here in town who can help. And I really encourage patients to have their feet looked after. If they can't do it themselves, if they can't cut their toenails, if they can't keep their feet in good repair, take them to a podiatrist. If they're, or, you know, like I get pedicures, when they get to a point where they're so unhealthy, you have to go to a podiatrist. But it's very important to find a place, if you do go for your pedicure, that's very clean and hygienic, and they clean their instruments. That's very important that they that their instruments that they use have been sterilized. That's very important. But a lot of these patients who are, for example, diabetic, Medicare even qualifies them for foot care and also for specialized shoes, because you don't want your feet to develop an ulcer or an abrasion or a sore, because that could be, again, a portal of entry of infection. And when you don't take care of your feet, those nails will grow, and they will grow to the point where they curl under. I have seen this in patients who came to me for the first time, and they lived alone, and no one knew, or they were unable to take care of themselves. Those nails will grow in and curl around and actually turn in and grow into the bed of the skin of their feet and start making holes in the skin of their feet. And that can become very painful. And especially if you're elderly, and how can you walk when every time you walk, that nail is pressing? Think about it. Have you ever stepped on an acorn or a little tiny seed, and you feel it rubbing inside your foot? and it feels embedded and it hurts, or if you, even a little splinter. One time I got a little splinter at the bottom of my foot. I thought I had stepped on a nail. So you can imagine how that could, if you're in pain when you walk, how that can change your whole outlook on life. Your feeling of, you know, I don't want to walk too far. I'm in pain. So if you have any questions about, you know, taking care of your feet, or if you have anything you'd like to comment, give us a call at 206-1580. This is really important. I wanted to do the what body part am I, because I want to draw attention to all the important parts of your body, including your nails. It's very important.
You'd be surprised how many people ask me about my shoes that I wear at work. Because a lot of people listening out there work, and they're on their feet all day. Especially the environment that I work in at the Home Depot, we have concrete floors. There are a lot of people listening that walk a lot on the concrete. People are always asking me about my shoes, and I have these special shoes that I got that are made for people that work on concrete all day, and they're called Merrell hiking shoes.
Uh-huh.
And people ask me all the time, where did you get those shoes? How do they feel? Are they comfortable? And honestly, I mean, I'm not here to... you know, to support any brand or anything. But I tell people that these shoes have actually saved me from having leg problems and leg pain and back pain. They really have. You have to, I mean, people say, you know, why go get an expensive pair of shoes when I can go to a discount store and get, you know, cheap shoes?
Hello?
And you wouldn't put cheap tires on your car.
Yeah. Hi, caller.
You were talking about feet. Does toe fungus indicate any other problems?
It can. That needs to be addressed too. You need to have someone look at your feet and check that. Yes, it's very important. Your nail health is important. If you have ridges, if your toenails crack, if you have fungus, if your toenail falls off, if your toes turn blue, these are all really important. Or the skin starts to slough off. It is a picture. I would get your doctor to look at that.
Thank you.
What's your name? Thank you for calling. And we have another caller. Oh, hello, caller.
No.
Okay, there was just one. There was just one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you have a call, 206-1580, and you have questions, yes, it is important. And on your nails, too. How is the shape of your cuticles? Are they cracking? Hello, caller.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Triana. With the toenail fungus, isn't that, it could mean that you have overgrowth of yeast in your system?
It's an invasion in that area. There is a lot of, we all have yeast, and actually, that lives in our system.
Like you eat too much sugar, that can bring it on.
Again, if you're a diabetic, that's important. You need to address that. If I see someone who has reoccurring yeast infections, that's very important to know what their blood sugar is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And one of the things that I recommend to my patients is probiotics. Probiotics are the good bacteria that that we need for our health.
Is that the same as regular yogurt, like Greek yogurt or something?
It's actually a higher concentration. I mean, I myself love yogurt, but a lot of the yogurts have a lot of sugar in them.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying to lose weight, so I can't eat too much sugar or carbohydrates. Yeah. So that's why I try to limit that. I actually take a supplement, which is, I wanted to talk a little bit about supplements today, that has probiotic, and it's the good bacteria for your intestines. Yeah, you know, like Activia and kefir and yogurt has it. But a lot of them, again, have sugar in them. And I would rather just take the capsules and not worry about all that sugar.
Right, yeah.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what I'm trying to emphasize, again, is there is so much to look at in your body, your eyes, your skin, your hair, that we need to pay attention, and we can catch things early on. That's the whole part of my philosophy of prevention. You know, I mean, that's why I have patients come in and I have them take off their shoes and socks. And also, you know what's really important in the feet is checking for pulses. A lot of patients, we look at their circulation and we look at their pulses. I look also at the color of the skin in the legs. There is a condition called venous stasis dermatitis where patients, they have discoloration of their skin, or they may have ruptured vessels and or small little vessels called petechiae. You know, that's what I love about medicine. I always say, that patient, that's the book. They're my book. I'm reading them. But thank you for calling, sweetheart.
Okay, bye.
Bye. If you have any other questions, 206-1580. You know, I know everyone's really into electronics and, you know, their cell phone, their tablets. But as a doctor, there is nothing that takes the place of one-to-one face interaction. You know, everybody wants to do something over the phone. Well, it's not the same. You know, I'll take a picture and text it to you. Again, it's not the same. You know, as a doctor, I even go, and when I look at something or a condition, even the smell of the person is very important. There are certain smells or odors that certain patients give off that can be a sign of disease. There are certain smells in even their skin that can be a sign of disease. So that one-to-one interaction, that examination, that history, that examination are so important. You know, I have patients who tell me they'll go to other places and no one even had them take off their shoes and socks or even take off their clothes. And, you know, the body is a mirror, and it's a mirror of your health. So if I examine a patient and I find certain conditions, then I need to be aware and look at, and we can make the direction, the right direction for that patient's health. So if you have any questions, give us a call at 206-1580. Well, I was talking about supplements. And, you know, you really need to know the source of your supplements and where you get them. There was the FDA came out with an announcement that there was a supplement that men were using, a dietary supplement for sexual enhancement. And this supplement was recalled by the FDA because supplements come under a different type of scrutiny than medications and drugs. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
My name is Carol. Are we able to ask any kind of a question, or does it have to be on a certain subject?
No, whatever you... What's your question, Carol?
Oh, all right. Well, I went to the beach the other day, and I'm kind of new to Florida.
Yes.
I picked up a shell. This is a funny story, really. I picked up a shell, and it looked like there was nothing alive in it. It was like a conch shell.
Yes.
And I didn't have anywhere to put it, so I stuck it in the top of my bathing suit.
Oh, no.
I did, yeah. And then within a half an hour of just swimming in the water and collecting shells, some biting was going on in my bathing suit. So
I looked.
And, oh, my God, I mean, it was pinching or biting or whatever it was, but it looked like it was huge. It had come out of the shell. And long story short, he took a chunk out of my breast, out of the skin on my breast.
Yes.
And that was over 2 weeks ago. And I have been putting antibiotics on it. It's a round circle ring, but it's not gone. It's still a little red. There's no pus or anything, but I'm just concerned. I tried to find out if they had any kind of disease or anything, and I can't seem to find anything out.
Well, so. I can tell you I'm not a marine biologist, but any time you break the integrity of the skin from either a bite or a bite or trauma, then that's an opening that infection can go in. So
okay.
If you have something that's not healing, because that really 2 weeks is really too long, sweetheart, you need to get it checked out. Because number one, it could be, you know, some of these molluscum, they have a type of poisons and substances that could, it's like getting a, you ever seen a spider bite? They inject like a toxin, and that toxin doesn't let the skin heal. So I think that this is something that needs to be checked out, because you don't want to have something that later gets worse. Second of all, as to your health, when something doesn't heal quickly, we need to know what is your underlying health. For example, and you don't need to tell me.
I am a diabetic, but
I was just going to say, if you're a diabetic, what is your blood sugar? You know, if you're not well controlled, and even if you're well controlled, being a diabetic, what is your immune system? What medicines are you on? We look at, are you a smoker? Smokers, they don't heal as well. That's why a lot of times when patients go have even elective or plastic surgery, they ask them to quit smoking. So I think you need to get it checked out, Carol, and I think it's really important. And I'm not—I'm not here to give medical advice. I'm here to give knowledge.
But I know that's what I needed. I didn't know who to ask, and I've shown a few people that little bite, and they're like, "Oh my heavens!" It's—you know what? It's like a scab that doesn't come. It's a little scab. It almost looks like a tick bite. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's round, and obviously it wasn't a tick, but that damn thing bit me so hard, I swear, an hour later, I was still stinging.
Well, Carol, can I give you a recommendation? Maybe get a beach bag.
What?
Maybe get a beach bag.
Well, thank you.
No,
I'm going to tell you something next time.
I'm going to tell you something that I do that it's very controversial.
Yeah.
A lot of times I take my cell phone, and I'm a big-chested girl, so I put my cell phone in my bra. And you're not supposed to do that. And, you know, and I'm a doctor, and I'm trying to help people. And I forget. I'm in a rush. I go to the grocery store, and I just want to run in and run out. But I don't want to leave my cell phone, right? And that's the day, of course, I don't have pockets in my pants, right?
No.
So
In goes the cell phone.
Yeah, in my bra. And, you know, you really shouldn't do that. And, I mean, I know it's controversial. They haven't proven anything. But I'm just telling you, sometimes we girls do things that we really shouldn't be doing.
You mean the radiation from the phone or whatever?
Yes, we probably, you know, why ask for problems? We don't know yet if it's good or bad or indifferent. So, you know, but I'm just telling you, as a girl, I do those things too, okay? And I appreciate your call, and thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. That was a great question. Yep. I know, not supposed to put your cell phone in your bra, but I do that sometimes.
Well, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do sometimes.
I know, but you should just put it in your pocket or carry a little purse. A lot of times, what I do to avoid that is I have what's called my little purse within my big purse. Now, see, I'm giving away secrets about myself, right? So I take a little purse and I have a little money in there. Some of my cards, because I always carry my cards, and my cell phone. And if I go out, I have that, or I'll have a credit card, right? Just in case. So if I don't want to use money. Anyways, and that's called my little purse. So my little purse goes out, and then I leave my big purse in the car. And that way I can put my cell phone. I also have a collection of antique purses, which I love, but some of them are so gorgeous. But they're so little, you can't even fit a cell phone in them. And I like to have my cell phone with me. So I know I'm just like everybody else. I like to be connected. Anyways, but that was a great question. And, you know, I love Florida, but you have to be careful. Because when I was a little girl, I'll remember, too, going to the beach. And it used to be that there were sea urchins everywhere in Boca Grande. Mm-hmm. Now there's not so many. Or I haven't gone there in a while. Many, many years. You had to wear tennis shoes. You couldn't go barefooted in the water. Wow. You had to really be careful. And so, you know, I wouldn't put anything in my shells or bra or in your bathing suit like this Lady Carol who had this issue. But anyways, that was a great question. So we're talking about dietary supplements, and I want everybody to understand that know where your supplements are coming from. Because some of these supplements, they may actually, and the FDA came out about this, this supplement actually had a substance that was for sexual enhancement. And people did not know that what was actually inside it was a substance like Viagra. And because, you know, and it also had another substance that was like a antidepressant. And so the FDA had an announcement. It's unapproved antidepressant found in dietary supplement. And this was for sexual enhancement. So you really need to look at what the supplement is, because if you're taking this, and let's say you've been told, you know, you cannot take Viagra or Levitra or these type of substances, they're called PDE5s. If you're taking nitroglycerin tablets, it could really do a harm to you and lower your blood pressure. Bottom line is, know where you're getting your supplements from, know what the ingredients are. And for example, like the supplement I have in my office for patients, I take it for probiotics and like vitamin D. So I know the source of the product and I know it's of the highest quality. And therefore, I will take it and I recommend it. For example, the omega-3 fish oils. Know what you're taking. You know, I've gone into fast food stores and they even have certain supplements, like those caffeine supplements that people take when they feel tired. They may have an enormous amount of caffeine.
I take them all the time.
Well,
I know. It's...
That may not be
shift.
That may not be the best thing for you.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of people do.
And yes, I want everyone to know, you have a question. This is a medical health show, but if I don't know the answer, I'll look it up, and if I don't know the answer, we'll find a way to what the answer is. But really, this is a show that's related to your health, and we talk about that your sexual health is important as your physical health, as your mental and spiritual health. You know, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. It's really important that, again, please look at your feet. Look at your skin on your feet. Look at your toenails. And if you have someone in your life that you love who's older maybe and they live by themselves, please look at their feet. This is so important. You could be helping them so much. Make sure their feet are in good health. So this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. This is the Dr. Triana Show. Stay healthy and God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte.